主席把我讲得太老了。
So, Peter, Brother Peter just introduced me, and it sounds like that I'm very old.
到90岁还有四年。
Actually, there are 4 years more, until for me until 90.
希望还有机会。有一段时间可以侍奉主。
So I wish that God can grant me more time to serve the Lord.
最近我跟弟兄姊妹讲的题目是讲到使徒保罗他的侍奉。
Recently, I have been working, I have been talking to brothers and sisters about the service of Apostle Paul.
今天是第三次讲这个题目。
Today's sermon will be my third talk on Apostle Paul.
第一次我们讲到保罗，他信主之后对自己有了正确的认识。
In the first talk on Apostle Paul, I talked about that after Paul received Jesus Christ, he has also received a correct understanding of himself.
很奇妙的一件事情就是当我们不认识耶稣的时候我们对自己也不认识。
An amazing thing is that before we knew Christ, we didn't even understand ourselves.
对自己不正确的认识
or we had an incorrect understanding of ourselves.
那么信了主之后我们才开始真正的认清自己。
It is only after we received Jesus Christ that we begin to have a correct understanding of ourselves.
我自己对这件事情很清楚。
I have been in that situation myself, so I am very clear about that.
因为我信主，或者说我的这个眼光的改变是瞬息之间，可以说神在我的身上行了一个神迹。
So after I received Jesus Christ, I can say that all of a sudden I have changed completely. I may say that Lord Jesus Christ has performed a miracle on me.
那么我认识主是因为跟另外一位弟兄讲到关于信心的事情。
I came to know God on an occasion where another brother and I, we spoke about the matter of faith.
没有谈到说是怎么样子所谓做一个基督徒。
We didn't touch on such issue as how to act or behave as a Christian.
我跟他谈了以后我把他送到他侍奉的地方然后我自己开车子回家。
After I spoke with him, I took him back to where he served, and then I drove home.
很奇妙的一件事情我开始问自己一个问题。
Amazingly, I began to ask myself a question.
我是不是一个基督徒
？Am I a Christian？
另外一个声音说：“你当然是基督徒。
”And there's a voice talking to me. Of course, you are a Christian.
另外一个声音说：“为什么
？”And then another voice says, "Why？"
我听到自己的声音，因为。我跟主耶稣中间已经不再有问题。
And then I heard myself say, because I am at peace with Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你假如是一个信神的人，或者说你假如是一个基督徒，你跟主耶稣中间应该没有任何的问题。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you are a true Christians, then there should be no issues at all between you and Jesus Christ.
从那个时候开始，一直到今天，我都知道主耶稣是我的主。
From that day on until today, I always know that Jesus Christ is my Lord.
而且他让我承认我自己是这个世界上最坏的人之一。
He also made me confess that I am the worst of all sinners, one of the worst of all sinners in the world.
所以保罗他认识了主的第一个改变就是他看清自己原来是这个世界上最坏的一个人。
So in the same way, Paul, after he received Jesus Christ, believed in Christ, he sees clearly that he is one of the worst sinners in the world.
假如你自己觉得是基督徒，你觉得自己很好，你这个基督徒有问题。
If you think you are a Christian and yet you think you are rather good, then maybe you are not a true Christian.
今天很多基督徒觉得自己很好，比人家都强，十分的骄傲。
Today, many Christians think very highly of themselves. They think they are superior to many people, and they are very proud.
按照使徒保罗的例子，我们可以说每一个认识主耶稣的人都会发现原来自己是这个世界上最坏的人之一。
If we take Apostle Paul as an example, we will know a truth. That is, if we are a true Christian, we will consider ourselves one of the worst sinners in the world.
没有信主之前，你是最坏的。
Before you believed in Lord Jesus, you are the worst.
现在你信了耶稣，你慢慢的变得一个好人。
And now you have, now that you have believed in Lord Jesus, you are gradually, by degrees, becoming a better person.
你生命的改变是因为耶稣替你死在十字架上。
The life, your life, your transformation of life is because Jesus Christ died for you on the cross.
圣经特别提醒我们，一个信主的人是跟耶稣一同死在十字架上的。
The Bible alerts us to the fact that a Christian actually died together with Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
你没有跟主耶稣一同死过，你永远不是一个活人。
If you never died together with Jesus Christ, then you are a dead person. You are not a living person.
所以保罗他的发现就是原来自己是个坏人。
So Paul discovered that he was actually a bad person before.
然后在第二堂我跟弟兄姊妹们讲到保罗对主耶稣有一个正确的估价。
And in my second talk on Apostle Paul, I told brothers and sisters that after that, Paul has also a correct understanding or assessment of Jesus Christ as the Lord.
我们信耶稣不是因为耶稣是基督教的 教主。
We believe in Jesus Christ not because he is the so-called the founder of Christianity as a religion.
我们信耶稣，因为耶稣是神的儿子。
Rather, we believe in Jesus Christ because he is the Son of God.
是罪人的救主。
He is the savior of sinners.
所以他是我的救主。
So he is my savior.
他现在是我的主。
Now he is my Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？保罗，他开始就有两个正确的认识。
So brothers and sisters, Paul from the very beginning, had two correct understandings.
就是对自己跟对耶稣有正确的认识。
He has a correct understanding of himself as a person, and he has a correct understanding of Jesus Christ as God.
我们基督徒必须要承认耶稣是我的主。
We Christians must realize the fact that Jesus Christ is our Lord.
今天我要问问基督徒，主耶稣是你的主吗？
So I'm would like to ask you a question. Is Jesus Christ your Lord?
太多的基督徒没有真正的承认主耶稣是他的主。
Too many Christians never truly acknowledged that Jesus Christ is their Lord.
今天我要跟弟兄姊妹们讲的一件事情，就是讲到我们既然对自己有正确的认识，对耶稣也有了正确的认识，那我们的生活跟奔跑的方式，就是活在这里奔跑的方式，必然会改变。
So in my third message today on Apostle Paul, I'm going to share with you that given that we have had correct understanding of ourselves and correct understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ, then our life must be in conformity with our faith. Our deeds must prove that, prove our faith.
所以今天我要跟弟兄姊妹们讲到保罗凌晨的奔跑。
So today, my topic is the spiritual journey of Paul.
我给了他六个字，就是一切都为作福音。
So, I would give him six Chinese characters. All is for the sake of the gospel.
这就是保罗他这一生怎么样子为主奔跑的。
So, indeed, Paul lived his life all for the sake of the gospel.
自从保罗信了耶稣以后，
Ever since he believed in Jesus Christ,
保罗全部的生活都是为着福音。
He devoted all his life to the gospel.
他想的是福音。
So what in his mind is the gospel?
他奔波跋涉为的是福音。
And he suffered, he toiled, he labored also for the gospel.
他受苦为着福音。
So he suffered for the gospel.
他喜乐为着福音。
And he rejoices for the gospel.
他的哀伤为着福音。
His sorrow is all because of the gospel.
最后他死也是为了福音。
And finally he died is also for the sake of the gospel.
我们读几节圣经，在哥林多前书第九章。
So let's read several passages from 1 Corinthians.
我要读十九节到二十三节。
Chapter 9, verses 19 to 23.
我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。像犹太人，我就做犹太人，为要得犹太人。像律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人，为要得律法以下的人。像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，为要得没有律法的人。其实我在上帝面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下。像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人。像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 to 23. Though I'm free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你给我们这些宝贵的话语。
Dear Lord, thank you for giving us such precious words.
我们也更谢谢你在使徒保罗的身上给我们一个很好的榜样。
We want to especially thank you for making Paul a model that we can emulate.
让我们了解什么是一个基督徒。
By him, you let us understand what it means by being a Christian.
什么是福音？
What is the gospel?
我们跟福音的关系到底是什么？
What is our relationships to the gospel?
求主的灵亲自教导我们。
May your spirit reveal to us this truth.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 那么我们很自然的要问一个问题。
So what follows naturally is this question.
到底保罗他所传的福音是什么福音？
What on earth is the gospel that Apostle Paul preached?
你作为一个基督徒，你连什么福音你都不知道，你怎么样子把福音传给人？
If as a Christian you don't even understand what the gospel is, how can you preach the gospel to other people?
哥林多前书十五章第三到第四节这样讲。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 to 3.
保罗说，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看， 然后显给十二使徒看。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
那个答案很简单，因为我们所问的问题是什么是福音？福音按照圣经说，弟兄姊妹，我们无论讲什么话，做一个基督徒要有根据，我们的根据就是圣经。
So, the answer to my earlier question is very clear. Whatever we say, about the gospel, we must base it on the scriptures.
今天很多所谓基督徒的人很少读圣经。
Today, many so-called Christians, they seldom read the Bible.
所以他们对主耶稣基督的知识都是自己头脑里头杜撰出来的。
So, their knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ is without substantial proof. It's made up by themselves.
所以我们刚才读的这特别强调一件事情，就是照圣经所说。
So according to the Bible passage that we just read, there's an important phrase that is according to the scriptures.
主耶稣基督照圣经说，他是为你，为我的罪死的。
According to the scriptures, Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins, as well as for my sins.
我们之所以要死，每个人都要死，因为我们有罪。
Everybody, is doomed to death, because we have all sinned.
人家怎么讲？就是你假如是信耶稣的，你只死一次。
So some people would say, if you are a true Christian, then you need to die only once.
你假如不是基督徒，你要死两次。
And if you are not a Christian, then you will need to die twice.
这就是为什么主耶稣要来为我们死。
This is the very reason why Jesus Christ had to come down to the earth to die for us.
重要的一件事情就是他为我们死。
What is important is that he died for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，主耶稣有没有为你死？
So brothers and sisters, did Jesus Christ die for you?
假如主耶稣没有为你死过，那你要死两次。
If he has not died for you, then you are bound to die twice.
你的身体要死一次，你的灵魂也要死一次。
You die for the first time in a physical sense, and then you die for the second time in a spiritual sense.
假如主耶稣为你死过了，
If Jesus Christ has died for you,
你只要身体死就可以了。
Then your physical death would be sufficient.
一个基督徒应该是不怕死的。
A true Christian should have no fear of death.
因为主耶稣已经为他死过了。
Because Jesus Christ has already died for him.
他不需要再为着他的罪死第二次。
So this person does not need to die for his own sins the second time.
许多基督徒怕死。
Today, many Christians are afraid of death.
因为他不知道，他以为他这一死，那么以后还要再死。
Because they think that after he died, he will have to die a second time.
圣经告诉我们，你若是一个基督徒，你死了以后，你就跟主耶稣永远活下去。
But according to the scriptures, after, if you are a Christian, after you die, then you enter into the presence of Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be with him forever.
所以我们从圣经里头所得到的是福音。
So what we receive from the scriptures is the gospel.
那么第二件事情，我们刚才问到说是为什么福音啊是这么重要？他说，这个福音是真的福音。
Why is that? The gospel is so important. The reason is, the gospel is a true gospel.
因为圣经叫这个是好消息。
Because, according to the scriptures, the gospel means, glad tidings or good news.
加拉太书第一章六到九节这么告诉我们。
Galatians chapter 1 verses 6 to 8.
他说我稀奇你们这么快离开了借着基督之恩找你们的去从别的福音。那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，假如传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Galatians,
我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one we called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preached to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned.
为什么福音对保罗这么重要？
Why is that the gospel is so important to Paul?
很简单，因为保罗的福音是真的福音。
The answer is very simple. The gospel that Paul preached is the true gospel.
为什么他的福音是真福音？
Why is that his gospel is the true gospel?
使徒行传二十六章这里跟我们解释。
The explanation for this may be found in Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章十三到二十节。
Acts chapter 26 verses 13 to 20.
这里保罗告诉人为什么我的福音是真的。
Here, in this Bible passage, Paul tells people why his gospel is the true gospel.
这是保罗在亚基波，就是一个犹太人的王面前所做的见证。
So this is a testimony that Paul gave before a Jewish king.
这十三节说，王啊，我在路上晌午的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人，我们都扑倒在地，我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说，扫罗，扫罗，那个时候他的名字还叫扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚贴刺是难的。我说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向上帝，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。亚基伯王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
Acts chapter 26 verse 13. About noon, O king, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul. At that time, Paul was called Saul. Why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats. Then I asked, Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. The Lord replied, Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. First to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea and to the Gentiles also, I preached that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds. That is why the Jews seized me in the temple courts and tried to kill me.
我刚才问为什么保罗为他的福音这样子的出力，这样子的奔跑。
So I just raised a question. Why is that Paul, for the sake of the gospel, labored and toiled and suffered under all circumstances?
他的答案就是，第一，这个是真的福音，第二，这个福音是真的，因为他是接受了神给他的托付。
So Paul give us the answers. There are two reasons. Number one, the gospel he was preaching is the true gospel. And number two, the gospel he received isthe vision from heaven. He received directly from Jesus Christ.
还有一个理由，保罗说，这个福音是神的大能。
And yet, there is yet another reason. The third reason is that this gospel is the great power of God.
因为时间的关系，我们就不读所有的圣经。
Because of time constraints, we will not read all the relevant Bible passages.
第四个原因就是，这个是人的盼望。
The fourth reason, is that this gospel is the hope of human beings.
那保罗为什么这样子拼命去传福音？ 因为爱在竭力他, 他不能不跟人分享。
And why is that God spares, Paul spares no effort to preach the gospel? That is because he is compelled by his love for man.
今天很多基督徒在我们当中信主的人, 你要问问自己, 你跟谁传过福音的?
So I would like to ask those Christians today, whom have you preached the gospel to? Have you ever preached gospel to anybody?
很多基督徒他信了主之后他感谢主现在我可以放心因为我不会再死了。
This is what happens to many Christians after they accept Jesus Lord. They would say, oh, thank be to the Lord. Now I have eternal life.
他忘记了一件事情,就是你自己得到这个福音,你有没有把这个福音传给那些还没有听过的人?
And these people forget one very important thing. You have received the gospel. Have you passed it on to other people?
你说这个福音是神给我的。
Well, you might say, this gospel is given to me by God.
保罗怎么讲? 保罗说,我假如不传福音,我就有祸了。
But how would Paul answer to this question? He would say, if I do not preach the gospel, then a great sorrow or great disaster would come on me.
我们都要记得这句话,不传福音就会有祸。
So we must remember this statement, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
哥林多前书 9章16节
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16
保罗说我觉得我必须要传福音
Paul said that I feel that I must preach the gospel
因为我觉得我欠了所有
Because I strongly feel that I am obligated to preach the gospel to those who have yet to believe in Jesus Christ. In other words, I owe them a debt of the gospel.
所以传福音不是帮人家忙。
So preaching the gospel does not mean that we help
other people.
Preaching the gospel means that you are returning or pay back the debts that you had from God.
什么叫债?
What does it mean by debt?
你欠人家的钱。 就是债,
if that means you owe people money.
你欠人家的福音,
so you owe this debt of gospel to other people.
欠债一定要还的。
So if you owe people something, then you must pay back.
我们每一个信主的人都必须要感觉 我欠了人家福音的债。So
every true Christian should have this feeling and conviction.
你欠了人家的债,你必须要还。So
if you owe people debt, then you must pay it back.
所以保罗说,我不能不传福音。So
Paul said that I have no alternative but to preach the gospel.
因为这个债必须要还。
because I have to pay back the debt that I owe other people.
下面保罗怎么样子为福音而生活的？
So now we move on to next question. How did Paul live for the gospel?
第一个原因就是因为他要在什么人中间就做什么人。
The first is that he would make himself become like the person he's with.
所谓在什么人中间做什么人，不是讲他是宅，你也跟他去偷东西，不是这个意思。
It does not mean that if the person is a thief, then he would make himself become a thief as well.
为了向人传福音，你要跟所有的人做朋友。
It means that in order to preach the gospel to other people, you have to make friends with people.
你不可以说我是老板，他是一个跑堂的，他说我为什么要去跟他传福音？
You cannot say that I am a big boss, whereas he is only a servant. Why should I preach the gospel to him?
你做了基督徒，你就必须要学着怎么样子去做其他的人。
So once you become a Christian, you must learn how to become like other people.
你在什么人中间就要做什么样子的人。
So you should make effort to become like the person you are with.
就是你不可以觉得自己高人一等，与人不同。
That means you cannot consider yourself better or superior, better than other people or superior to other people.
你在什么人中间就要做什么人。
So, whatever people you are with, you must make yourself like those people.
一切都为了福音。
And all is for the sake of the gospel.
第二，你要做的事就是顺从圣灵的带领，不管到什么地方，怎么样子去。
The second thing you need to do is to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to where the Holy Spirit leads you.
保罗传福音，他不是说自己的意思啊，我今天要到这个一个好玩的地方，或者说有钱的地方，他不是这样子，他完全是顺从圣灵的带领。
When Paul preached the gospel, he did not do that by his own liking. Wherever he wanted to go, then he go. No, he is following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传十六章告诉我们有一件事情叫做马其顿的呼声。
So in Acts chapter 16, there is a story that's called the calling from Macedonia.
因作马其顿的呼声，福音从亚洲就传到欧洲去。
And because of the calling of Macedonia, the gospel was able to be preached from Asia to Europe.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣灵会鼓励我们，会提醒我们应该向谁去传福音。
So brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit will motivate us to wherever the Holy Spirit wants us to go in terms of preaching the gospel.
我要去的地方也许不是神要我去传福音的地方。
the place that I as a person would like to go may not be the place that God wants me to be.
我不想传福音的人, 也许正是神要我去传福音的人。
The person whom I have no desire to preach the gospel to may be precisely the person that God wants me to preach the gospel to.
保罗的例子就是传福音是顺从圣灵的带领。
So Paul has set a good example for us, that is, preaching the gospel, in preaching the gospel, one must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
保罗传福音, 他不建造在别人的根基上。
Another point for us to learn from Paul is that he, in preaching the gospel, he does not build on the foundation that has been laid by other people.
他要传福音是到人没有去过的地方。
So he went to places where the gospel had not yet been heard.
当然这样子在今天是很不容易的。
Of course this is, would be very difficult in today's world.
因为没有听过福音的地方
Because nowadays there are not many places in the world where the gospel has not been preached.
但是今天我们看到基督徒传福音的用意目的只不过是为了要让另外的人来到自己的教会或者自己的人群中。
But nowadays, we can see clearly a motive for many people to preach the gospel is that they just want to draw other people from other people from other churches to their own churches.
教会人多，但是不是因为自己传福音而多的。
A church may have a lot of Christians or seekers, but that's not because of preaching the gospel.
保罗他传福音要到人家没有传过福音的地方去。
And the Paul had a sharp contrast. That is, he preached the gospel in places where the gospel had not yet been heard.
圣经里头还告诉我们，保罗在传福音的事情上付过什么样子的代价？
Another thing that the scripture has told us about Paul is that the price that he paid because for the sake of the gospel.
我们要看一书圣经。 在哥林多后书第11章
So let's read a passage for 2 Corinthians
哥林多后书第11章
Chapter 11
23到27节
Verses 23 to 27
他们是基督的仆人吗? 我说句狂话,我更是, 我比他们多受劳苦, 多下监牢, 受鞭打是过重的, 冒死, 是屡次有的, 被犹太人, 鞭打5次, 每次40, 减去一下, 被棍打了3次, 被石头打了1次, 遇着船坏3次, 一昼一夜在深海里, 又屡次行远路, 遭江河的危险, 盗贼的危险, 同族的危险, 外邦人的危险, 城里的危险, 旷野的危险, 海中的危险, 假弟兄的危险, 受劳碌, 受困苦, 多次不得睡, 又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
Oh, okay. Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Are they servants of the Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled, and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches.
保罗更告诉我们，在传福音的事情上，他不顾个人的成败跟荣辱。
Paul also teaches us that in preaching the gospel, he has no regard for personal success or failure or glory or shame, disgrace.
我们请弟兄姊妹去看《腓立比书》第一章12节到18节。
So you may read for yourselves Philippians chapter 11, verses 12 to 18.
还有一件事情，就是保罗在传福音的事情上，他是不顾自己的生死的。
Another thing that we must remember is that in preaching the gospel, Paul has no regard whatsoever for his own life.
所以他一定要去传道，不管是在什么环境之下。
So he set his mind on preaching the gospel regardless of what circumstances he's in.
所以到了最后，在提摩太后书第四章第七节，他这样子讲。
So in the end, as in Second Timothy, chapter 4, chapter 4, verse 7.
所以这个是保罗，他总结他自己到了临死的时候是什么样子的心情。
So Paul here give a conclusion to his life. Before he died.
在这里他说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
So he concluded his whole life for Christ this way. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
这是一个很悲壮的一种说法。
This statement is very sad and yet very heroic.
也是一个很在神的面前一个很豪放的一种说法。
This is also said in a way that is that is unrestrained, that is heroic.
他对神讲，他说你要我做的事情，我通通都做了。
So he said to God boldly, I have finished all the work assignments that you have given me.
可是他还有一件事情，他觉得他必须要做。
And yet, there was still one thing that he feels that he must do.
他到了时候，他必须要离开这个世界。
When the time comes for him to depart from the world.
那么他的工作要交给谁呢？
Then, whom he has to give his pass on his task to.
他觉得他必须要对沉寂的人、后来的人要有交代。
So he felt that he must give some instructions or admonitions to those who were going to inherit his work.
所以他有一个年轻的同工。
He has a young co-worker.
好像是他自己的义子一样的。
Who is like his son.
他觉得他在离世之前，他必须要对这个人有交代。
So Paul felt that before he departs from the world, he must give some instructions to this young man.
我们平常侍奉主，觉得自己到了时候就可以放手了。
Normally, when we serve God, we feel that when it's time for us to stop, then we can just stop.
可是保罗知道工作还没有完成，他必须要有交代。
But Paul knew that his task has not been finished yet.
他的交代是在提摩太后书第四章第二节。
So he gave Timothy such instructions. Chapter 4, verse 6.
Verse 2.
Verse 2.
务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions.
弟兄姊妹，这几句话在过去一千多年来，不知道在多少人的耳朵里都曾经响过。
So, brothers and sisters, these few sentences said by Paul in past so many years kept on reverberating in many people's hearts.
无论在什么情况之下，无论在什么时候，你总要传道。
Whatever the circumstance, whatever the time,You must preach the word.
我相信所有做这个传福音的人都曾经听过这几句话。
I am sure that every one of those who preach the gospel must have heard this statement.
不管在什么情况之下，我们都要传道。
Whatever the circumstance, you must preach the word.
我们也许会选择什么时候、什么地方，但是保罗的劝告就是：无论得时不得时。
We may in our flesh choose a time or place to preach the gospel, but Paul's statement is that be prepared to preach the gospel in season and out of season.
这句话当年对提摩太讲过，如今对所有的神的儿女在讲。
So Paul said this to Timothy a long time ago, and today he's still saying this to all Christians.
务要传道，无论得时不得时。
Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season.
我们总是找方便，总是找机会，但是保罗的劝告是不管情况如何，你必须要传道。
We may preach the gospel as we feel is convenient, but for Paul, his advice is that preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season.
保罗给我们的例子是，无论对什么人，在什么情况之下，我都要传福音。
So Paul has set a good example for us, that is, regardless of the person, regardless of the place or circumstance, we must preach the word.
我们这些做神儿女的人应该要响应保罗的嘱咐。
We as the children of God should react, should act in response to these admonitions or encouragement from Paul.
今天在场的弟兄姊妹们，千万不要忘记保罗留下来的这句话。
So brothers and sisters, by no means forget this statement given by Paul.
很简单的讲，保罗说你没有理由不传福音。
To put it simply, Paul is saying there's no reason for you not to preach the gospel.
不要等机会，机会很可能随时失去。
So don't wait passively an opportunity to preach the gospel because opportunities can easily disappear.
我们欠了所有的人福音的债。
All of us owed, are obligated to preach the gospel.
所以这是保罗他的一生，可以说一切都是为了福音。
So we may sum up Paul's life by saying that his life is all for the gospel.
命可以不要，福音不能不传。
So he preached the gospel even at the cost of his own life.
所以我的题目是一切都为了福音。
So the topic of the title of my message today is all is for the sake of the gospel.
盼望我们能够记得保罗最后的这两句话。
It is my hope that we will all remember Paul's words.
务要传道，无论得时不得时。
Be prepared to preach the gospel in season and out of season.
原因就是机会往往一去就不再来了。
The reason is that once we miss out on opportunity, then we may forever lose the opportunity.
愿神把这句话一直放在我们脑海里头。
May God engrave these instructions from Paul in our hearts.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你给我们这些话语。
Dear Lord, thank you for giving us your word.
让我们知道我们是欠了福音的债。
You let us know that we owe we owe people a debt of the gospel.
让我们知道我们必须要还福音的债。
And we must pay it back.
无论得时不得时。
In season or out of season.
愿神祝福你的儿女。
May you bless your children.
这样祷告靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.